life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
Fatty on his show is like, well, why would you want to say, hey Siri, turn on my fan? Why would you not want to say, hey Siri, turn on my fan? You're sitting in the armchair, you're hot, you know, you want the fan on. Why not? Why? Or even if you had to use your phone, your phone's usually right there. Just hit a button, turn on your fan. Yeah, I didn't understand why you wouldn't want that at night.
Well, the example, no, he gave was the attic. Why would I want to turn on the light in my attic? Because your hands are full and you're walking up the stairs into the attic and you're like, got to put the Christmas decorations away?
You know, I'm so forgetful now. We were just discussing that earlier. And I might leave lights on when I go in a room and then go somewhere else and whatever. And we go to bed at night and we have a little routine where we say, hey, Echo, it's bedtime.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You know, I'm so forgetful now. We were just discussing that earlier.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3268 of the BFO for Monday the 17th of August 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about a very special weekend. Yes, Big Benny! Surprises, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your surprises today because, y'all, it was a surprise. It was a surprise weekend. And, y'all, the other surprise is that it is 11 p.m. in the evening on Sunday night when I'm recording this. Big Fatty, we're surprised that you're still awake. Where's Whitman Tinko when you need him?
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 17th of August, y'all, we have not one but two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all, I met this person just once, but y'all, it was at the very first Pride 48 out there in Lost Wages. Y'all, I don't remember where he's from, but I want to say it's somewhere in the northern Midwest, but I could be wrong about that. Big Fatty, you're wrong about a lot of things. It's true. I think he's still listening to the BFO. Every once in a while, he'll de-lurk and say hi to Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Mola Man. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, we remember Mola Man. It's true, we do remember Mola Man. And like I say, only came to that very first Pride 48. Big Fatty, well, I guess you ran him off with your gas, maybe. But y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show, telling us how old he is and how he's going downtown because he can't remember anything. Y'all, he's one of the co-founders of the Pride 48. I've seen him many, many times at all the Pride 48 events. Y'all, he and Daniel Bieber even came here to the to Charleston. He stayed here in the villa. Yes, Big Fatty, because Daniel Bieber wanted to have his own hotel room. It's true. And y'all, of course, I'm talking about the host of the Geeky Gay, the Survivor's Ready, and probably about 50, the Mix Master, and hundreds of others little shows. Y'all, he's a people pleaser. I'm referring to none other than Mr. Whataburger himself. Y'all, it's old Cricket Hat, Adam Burns. Yes, he's probably cutting the grass. But anyway, y'all, if you see Mola Man or old Cricket Hat Adam Burns on the 20th or the Faceways, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I guess y'all, last time I talked to you was Thursday when I recorded the right little show. Y'all, I had said there was not going to be a Friday at Fatty's this week because, y'all, there was a secret mission. A secret mission for the weekend. But, y'all, before that, y'all, young Nicholas stopped by on Thursday evening and... we had a cocktail or two and just kind of caught up. I hadn't seen him all week. And, y'all, I also, that Thursday afternoon, y'all, I went and filled up with petroleum at the Sam's Club, $1.74 a gallon. So I was pleased with that. Now, y'all, something went wonky on the right. Little show, y'all. It posted to the BFO, and but I think it had a hiccup with the iTurds, and so y'all, it didn't post to the iTurds. So y'all, I came back and looked at it again. Everything looked just fine, and I changed a little something and told it to update. And, y'all, and then it showed up in the iTurds. So I don't know what was wrong with it, but it wasn't Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, believe it or not. Y'all, then on Friday, y'all, I was off. I left the villa about 1 p.m. in the afternoon. And, y'all, I didn't listen to my mechanical in the car telling me where to go. And y'all, I kind of went the long way, as they say. And what should have taken me about 2 hours took me about 2.5 hours. But it was all okay. And y'all, I had been having secret negotiations to arrange the trip that was coming up this weekend. And y'all, I headed out of town, and I arrived in Conway, South Carolina, because, y'all, I was going up to see Brandon and Alex. And Alex had no idea I was coming. And y'all, and he screwed it all up because, y'all, he evidently was called away to some sort of emergency piano recital or something. Big Freddy, the emergency piano recital. Y'all, his identical twin, Craig, was there. But y'all, I can only tell you that Craig, y'all, you never guess it wasn't Alan. Anyway, y'all, we just had the best time. Alex came down the from his office upstairs in their new home. Y'all, their new home is just lovely. And and y'all, they got a big old not a protest, a political political flag hanging out in front of the house is that Uncle Joe. Oh yes, because he's moving kind of slow. No, the Biden. Oh yes, and but y'all, I arrived I think it was about 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon, and Alex wasn't done with work until 5 p.m. and his work is all Zoom right now. And so it gave Brandon and I plenty of time to catch up. And yes, because, you know, I'd met Brandon before when he came down here to Charleston, and we had dinner and went for a cocktail at Dudley Do-Right's and all. And y'all, he's just one of the nicest people that you'll ever meet. And, y'all, so we were standing in the kitchen as Alex came down the steps. Big Fatty, it was if it was Sunset Boulevard and he was ready for his close-up. Well, maybe so. But anyway, he came down and came around the corner, and I was standing there, and he just stood there with his mouth open. Big Fatty, did he attract flies? Well, he could have. But, y'all, he had no idea. He knew something was up, but he had no idea what was going on. And so, y'all, we just visited. We had a couple of cocktails. And, y'all, I took some cheese cookeries and some nuts and bolts. Big Fatty, they've thrown those things away as soon as you drove away. Well, they seemed to like them, but anyway. And, y'all, we had a lovely cheese tray. And just talked and cackled and y'all, then we were off. We were off to a little restaurant, just right around the corner from their house. And y'all, we sat outside, and I think that there were like three tables that had people at it. And y'all, we had a lovely supper. Y'all, they brought us a complimentary, it was like a cheese biscuit tray with the different butters and preserves and stuff like that on it. And y'all, then I had, Brandon had the hamburger. And Alex had the vegetarian. What was it? It was like, it wasn't nachos. It was I don't know. It was vegetarian something. And then I had, what did I have? I had the shrimp cake. And it was on top of, I don't know what it was on top, some sort of delicious rice or something like that. Y'all, it was absolutely delicious. And just had a lovely meal and went back to the house. And it was lovely. It was just lovely being there with them because they're much younger. They're much younger than Big Fatty, around 25 years younger than Big Fatty, 20 to 25 years younger. And but they were ready for bed about 10 o'clock p.m. in the evening, just like Big Fatty. And went to bed, slept like a baby. And y'all, it was just lovely. Got up the next morning. Y'all, we had sausage biscuits. And y'all, they were delicious. They were just delicious. There was some sort of special poke sausage that Brandon had cooked. Y'all, Brandon's a fabulous chef. And y'all, then after that, we went for a little driving tour of the town and everything. Brandon had gotten up early and gone to the vegetarian market and gotten some fresh fruit. Y'all, he got some beautiful blackberries. And y'all, he made a buckle. And y'all, I couldn't remember. I didn't know what the hell a buckle was, but it's kind of like a light coffee cake, but with the fruit mixed all in it and everything. I kept calling it a bumble. And Big Fatty, that's because you can't remember shit. It's true. And but y'all, we had that for dessert for our supper, which was grilled lamb chops. And y'all, we had fried okra. and we had baked potatoes, and we had a Greek salad with the cucumbers and onions and the peppers, and there were some other things in there, but I picked around them, y'all, because, you know, Big Fatty's a picky eater. Yes, Big Fatty, so they found out. And, y'all, then we had a few cocktails before dinner. Y'all ate an early dinner. And, y'all, poor Alex, y'all, he's an old soul, and y'all, it's not just his soul that's old. Y'all, I think he's got ice water running through his veins because, y'all, he had to put on a camisole because he was getting a little chill, and I got him a little Afghan to keep his legs warm. And, y'all, the poor thing, he just about fell over and started drooling. He was so tired. We were going to look at the TV machine. I said, you know what? I can do that anytime. I'd rather just talk. Yes, Big Fatty, and you can talk and talk. They probably wish that you just shut the hell up. Well, maybe that too. So we all went to bed a little earlier. I think it was 9:45. Big Fatty, big doings on a Saturday night in Conway. It's true. And y'all got up Sunday morning and had coffee and had scrambled eggs and fried prosciutto and what else did we have? Oh, we had some more of that the blackberry buckle, kind of toasted and just slathered butter on top of it. And y'all, we had fresh fruit. We had some more of the blackberries and fresh peaches and cherries. And I think there was some apple snack in there also. And y'all, it was just absolutely delicious. Y'all, I cleaned my plate. Clean my plate, Big Fatty. Did you lick it? Were you embarrassed the way you know? And y'all, then I got my shirt, and Craig had some sort of piano lessons that he had to teach at 11 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, I left about 10:45 and got back here to the villa. Young Nicholas stopped by this afternoon. And he was here when we recorded the Little Fatty Cast, which you'll be able to hear on Two I Say Tuesday. And y'all, then some of the other homosexuals in the neighborhood stopped by this evening. And y'all, I finally told them about 10:45. All right, would y'all leave so I can go to bed? And and so then they left, and I came in and recorded a little show. And y'all, I will just say, I got a couple of cats in the mail. One from Kirkland, Illinois, and one from Francie. So y'all, and I'll open them tomorrow. But y'all, that pretty much was my secret weekend. And y'all, I was so afraid that, dear gosh, I was so afraid I was going to let the cat out of the bag. Big Fatty, why is there a cat in a bag? No, let the secret out. Oh, that's very different. Y'all, I didn't even tell Granny or Durwood or Young Nicholas where I was going. Young Nicholas, he tried hard, y'all. He tried to track me on the Grin Doctor, but he was not successful. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the birthday boy and that Daniel Biba from that Mixmaster new little show. Yes, we've had it's very dubious in its intentions. And Adam, it's your birthday, and what do you want to tell us about getting a year older?
You know, I'm so forgetful now. We were just discussing that earlier.
Oh, yes, we've heard you say that 100 times, that and the dad bod.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.